now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships. Today we're looking at the topic, Principles for Working with Teens. Everyone who has the opportunity of working with a teenage young person knows that there are certain principles for effectively guiding that teenager. There are certain techniques that always work, and there are certain techniques that usually fail. Your interest should be in developing those principles that are effective. You want to follow those principles over and over until they become habits with you, habits that you can rely on as you guide your child. Only in this way can your work be productive as you attempt to mold the lives of your children to be conformed to the image of God. You can sum up one such vitally important principle with a single word, love. By this, I mean that you must have an attitude of genuine, unadulterated love for the teens that you're trying to guide. I hate to admit it, but there are many Christian parents who don't have this attitude. They don't love their children because their children are a bother to them. They've been frustrated so many times over problems with their kids that they've given up. And now they just tolerate them, waiting for the time when their children will be old enough to leave home. That's sad, but that's the case in many Christian homes. But your teenager has the potential to become a Christian leader whose life can make an impact for Jesus Christ on this world. And you need to have a compassionate love for him that will cause you to work at seeing his life molded along the lines that God desires for him. Only as you're faithful in this, can you expect to see the development of your child into that Christian adult that God wants him to become. The Bible says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." The idea that the Bible presents here is this. Love is characteristic of the child of God. With love, you can present a positive Christian witness to your children. Without it, you can't possibly influence your children properly for the Lord. Now, when I speak about love, I'm speaking of it in the biblical sense of a pure, self-sacrificing attitude of giving. That's more than the world thinks about when it talks of love. The world treats love as it treats all of God's good gifts. It perverts and distorts them into something quite different from what God meant them to be. In this case, the world has the foolish idea that love is an attitude where two people share 50-50 in some experience. It's the old, you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours attitude. But that's not love. And even though the world may operate on that sort of a system, your teenagers won't buy it. They'll sense whether or not you genuinely love them and whether you genuinely want to help meet their needs. By the way, don't dare set conditions on your love. You'll lose your children so fast you won't be able to figure out where they've gone. I think of the little girl that looked up with tears in her eyes and said, "I wish my mommy would tell me that she loved me." I think of the girl that cried for almost a solid hour in my office as she told me, "My dad will buy me anything I want, but I can't sit down and talk with him." Your love will make a difference with your children as you guide them through those critical teenage years. To this end, let me challenge you to make sure that you're not taking your love for granted. Tell your children that you love them. Think of little things that you can do for them to show them that you love them. Make sure that your love for your children is not a theoretical love only, but turn it into action so that your children are brought face to face with it every day. Love. It's a principle you can't afford to neglect.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.